I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy for Wednesday, the 20th of October, 71. Channel 2, right. And I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy for Wednesday morning, the 20th of October, 71. Channel 2, right. And I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy for Wednesday morning, the 20th of September, October, 71. Channel 2, right. And I'm setting up for Miss Daisy for Wednesday morning, the 20th of October, 71.
Oh, I tell you, here's your chair. I'll tell you the truth, Miss Daisy. We were sort of lazy this morning, too.
Well, it's not all the time. Lazy. But I feel like I was lazy because I got up, I waked up, and went to the bath. And I said, well, I'm not going to get up. Well, for a few nights, I didn't sleep so well. I don't know why. But last night, I had a good night. And then was too lazy to get up this morning. But I've been kind of aggravated and kind of worried. Somebody.
What in the world could aggravate you?
Somebody stole my washcloth.
Miss Daisy Wright.
And it did hurt my feelings.
Stole your washcloth?
Stole my washcloth. Well, I don't know when they got it, but I was walking around there Friday evening and I missed it. I miss my washcloth. They got it sometime before it rained. Well, it was around there Friday morning. Well, Friday evening, I was, no, it wasn't. It was Monday. I missed it. I walked around there and my washcloth was gone. You couldn't see a sign of a track. Nothing. Well, nobody got it. That's when I know they moved it before it rained. And that thing worried me, Miss Ma, so bad.
Well, I don't blame you.
Yeah, that thing hurt me. I wonder why would anybody want to do me like that? Take my washcloth and know that's the way I want.
You mean that big black one
that
you...
That great big washcloth with the boy clothes in.
Well, I just can't believe that.
So, I was telling a man about it. Somebody took my washcloth and how I missed it. He said this to me. He said, Daisy, says somebody... There's somebody that got your washcloth. Has somebody been around here and seen and knowed where it was? Said nobody didn't come hunting. He said they're not gonna keep it. He said they're gonna sell it and get big money for it. So you see, that's old auntie. Didn't nobody use things like that now. He said, that stuff is high. He said, that's what they got it for. Said, he didn't get it to keep. I said, well, I sure hate about they got my washcloth. Tell them, I don't know how to start washing if I ain't gonna boil my clothes.
And you don't have another one?
No. Got two more there, but both of them broke. Two more beat parts there, but they ain't no good. I can't boil them. One is my...
Did you know guy doesn't know that what happened to you about your wash pot.
Said he didn't know.
No, he doesn't know it. Tell guy what happened.
He wasn't. He ain't been over there, I don't think.
He doesn't know.
He was over to Bessie yesterday. But he didn't come over to my house. I just tell him it's my house. What a mean thing somebody done to me. Stole my wash pot. Stole my wash pot. Well, they stole it sometime before the rain, but I never missed it till Monday. I was around there pulling some weeds and winding some trash and down. My wash pot was gone. But you couldn't see a sign of a track. Nothing. Every reason I know they got it before the rain.
Well, you had that wash pot. You had that wash pot forever, haven't you?
Oh, a long, long time. So the children's had a joke on me. I went down there and told. I was telling Darcy. I said, you know, somebody stole my wash pot, and y'all got to help me to find it. Darcy said, Mama, we don't know where to go to hunt your wash pot. I said, how is we going to find it? I said, well, just ask somebody. You see, she said they wouldn't tell you.
Well, why didn't they get the broken one?
We'll get a good one. Why would they get animals? It ain't nobody hardly washes like that now but me. Nobody around here.
Well, I just can't imagine Miss Daisy's backyard without that wash pot guy.
And they just thought it was funny down there, Darcy.
Oh, yeah, they just love to tease me.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine who got it. But I agree with the man. He said that somebody knowed you, Daisy. And they knowed where your washpot was. Say it wasn't nobody come here hunting it. Said the one that got it, they knowed where it was.
Yeah.
And that's true. I believe that. And they didn't leave a track. If they left it, the rain washed it out before I missed the part. Because I wasn't thinking about nobody get that big part and carry it away.
It's a big one.
Yeah, it was a big one. You ain't seen me boiling clothes in it?
Yeah, a lot of times. And that goes way back.
Way back. And I couldn't buy one today.
No.
No. If I find it, I couldn't buy it. It'd be so high.
Too costly.
Yes, sir. See, it's hot. I bought a frying pan. Oh, it was here a long time before Elizabeth left. Oh, it's a big old frying pan. I didn't have no need for it, but I see didn't want it. Thought of one, but when I got the thing, it's iron. And it's so heavy, I couldn't handle it so well. I paid $3.90 for it.
Yeah, think
of that. I got it down here to Mr. Palmer's. So, Doris, she keeps it most of the time. She has lots of cooking to do. So she keeps it. She got it. Oh, I think last year, year before last, and I ain't never carried it back to the house. Now, when the children was here to the funeral, they used it up to my house.
Well, now that just shows you. That cost $3.90.
Yeah, just a frying pan.
Yes. Yes, sir, I can just imagine how far back that wash pot goes, Miss Daisy.
You must have had it. Did you have it in Georgia?
What is wash pot? No, I got it since I've been off. I had one there, but I didn't bring it here.
Oh, you left it up there?
Yes. Well, we moved on train. Moved on train. We packed our stuff and shipped it that day. And some of it, we ain't ever found it yet. He got lost, and you know, find some of the best things. But Mr. Hester, he was depot agent down here, so he hunted. He said he tried again, he couldn't find. So he paid us for. He gave us some money, but he didn't pay for it.
Oh. You'd rather have this stuff than have that money.
That's right. I'd rather have my stuff and had the money.
Yeah.
Of course, it was already paid for. And it was pretty nice stuff. But you never get paid for what you lose. I never have.
Yeah. Now, when you bought that, Miss Daisy, there was plentiful in the stores then.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
It didn't cost very much. But it meant a whole lot to me. That wash pot. I wouldn't took nothing for that wash pot.
It probably didn't cost any more than that skillet.
What, that wash pot? I thought, well, that pot cost me as much as that skillet did. When I got hit.
Now, you didn't get that down at Mr. Johnny Palmer's.
Put that pot. It was somebody owned it, the pot. Well, it was a man, and he lost his wife, and I got it from him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I got over to the wash pot.
Who is that, Miss Amy?
Wouldn't want. You know, I used to wash for him after he lost his wife. So the pot was just sitting there rusting. It was going to win. And I said to him one day, I said, Wouldn't? I said, let me have this pot. He said, well, say, you can use it to keep it up. So I had to part ever since. You see, he died, and then I still kept the part. That's the way I got a hold of this part.
So you didn't have any money at all, did you?
No, sir.
When was that? When did his wife die?
Years ago.
Way back.
Way back.
Where was you living then?
I was living up then, that up down near the magnolia tree.
Uh-huh, you already gone up there?
When his wife died. We see, me and his wife, we was good friends. We went together all the time. We belonged to the same church. We'd go to church together. We'd just visit one another a little while. We was just together, me and his wife.
Who was she?
Who was she? Cindy Warren. That was Wood Warren's wife.
Cindy.
She was named Cindy.
Cindy Warren.
So, she praised.
Was she from around here?
Hmm?
Was she from around here?
Yeah, this is her home.
Yeah.
I don't think she'd ever been away from here. I know he hadn't.
Yeah, what was her family?
Yes, sir. He hadn't ever been away from here.
Mm-hmm.
But I think about all of them dead now, but a few of her family. Now, she got some, I think he got two boys live down near Miami. But you see, when he took sick, well, then one of the boys, they come here and stayed with him after he took him out of the hospital. Stayed here with him till he died. He just took care of him. One stayed, and the rest of them, they'd come in and out to see about him. They'd spend him every weekend with him.
He was pretty sick.
Yeah, he was sick. He stayed in the hospital for a while. Good while. And then they brought him home. He's just, you know, he was old and aggravating. He didn't want to stay there.
Yeah.
He wanted to come home. So they brought him home. He fell, and I don't know what he was doing, but anyway, he broke his hip.
Yeah.
And that's what he was doing in hospital. So he worried so about coming home, they got him a chair. So this boy, he would hip him up every day and kind of roll him around. Well, when the rest had come to see him sometime, they would come Saturday evening. Well, they'd stay till Sunday evening. Well, they hip this boy who had stayed yet. They would take care of him. He had a granddaughter. She's still living.
Now, Cindy, you and Cindy went there. You all belong to the same church.
Yes, we belong to the same church. Mm-hmm. We worked together since he had a good wife. His wife was much better than him.
Yeah. That happens. But you all didn't work together.
Yes, we worked out there on the farm together. If it was anything to do at the church, we worked at the church together, me and his wife. Now, he didn't go to church. No, he didn't go to church. And sometimes, he wouldn't allow her to go. He was hateful as he could be at times. Sometimes he was just as good as you wanted me. He was one of them kind that thought he knowed everything.
Yeah.
And he didn't know nothing.
You run into quite a few of that kind, Miss Daisy, that already know.
Oh, yeah. It didn't worry me when I found out how they were. Well, then I stayed away from them, much as I wanted to.
Yeah.
But if I had any business around where they were, I went on there and tended to mine. Nothing bothered me.
He didn't bother you.
No, didn't bother
me. Yeah.
And me and him, we could get to talking. Well, now, if it was at his house, me and his wife, we couldn't hardly have a chance to say nothing. Me and her had to talk when we wasn't where he was. Of course, he just spewed you and argue with you about anything. Oh, it ain't so. Oh, I don't believe it. You know, such as things like that. So then I'd have to talk to him. Tell him that don't make it not be so, cause you don't believe it. I said, you ain't never been out your yard, hardly. I said, how you can believe it or not believe it? Well, me and him would fuss.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. He'd fuss. He's asked me plenty of time to go out of his house and go home.
Why, Miss Daisy?
Plenty of time. I said, well, one thing I'm proud of, I got a house to go to of my own, and you welcome there whenever you want to come. He tell me I didn't have no sense. He couldn't make me mad. Well, I know he was crazy. I know that he didn't have no sense. Anybody believe they know everything? Nobody don't know nothing. He ain't got sense enough to live.
Yeah. Well, is that the way he done everybody?
At times. Didn't nobody fool around him much but me. I visited him more than anybody around.
Yeah.
You know, the most of folks, the way he talked, they was kind of scared of him. They didn't want him to hurt their feelings and nothing. You know, some folks' feelings is right out there.
Yeah.
Just walk on. Their mind ain't. You don't hurt my feelings all the time. But they sure hurt it when they took my wash pot.
Yeah. But not at Dorothy's, they just think that's a big joke.
Yes, sir.
Grandma lost her wash pot.
Mm-hmm. Now I lost it all.
Oh, what do you know?
You know, everybody most is made different. Ain't no two folks made just alike. Everybody cook. They start their meal different from mine. Well, just like plenty of things you know, I don't know. You see, if I listen at you, you can help me. But if I don't believe it, you can't help me.
No, you gotta listen.
No, you can't help me.
I don't think there's much listening goes on, Miss Daisy.
No, they don't. Because most of the folks think they know, and they ain't going to allow you to get yours out.
Because
then listening be done, you have to listen.
You hear a lot more talking, don't you, than you do listening.
That's right.
I didn't know what it... Now, who was he the daddy of? Who was he the daddy of? Anybody around here?
No. Anyone, nobody around here. His relatives, just him and his wife and her brother and his wife. Now, the rest of their relatives, they was in Tampa, Miami, Daytona, all like that. That's where they were.
Oh.
They were.
Well,
as they growed up, they left.
Oh. They had all started out here, but then they...
He had I think they had about 4 boys and 1 girl. Well, one of his sons, the one in Tampa, he died. He got burned up somewhere and died. Well, later on, the girl, she died. She took sick and died in Tampa. But these that was in Daytona and Miami, two of them there yet. One of the boys is still in Tampa. Well, then he finally died. So that left none of them here now.
But Cindy was the one you were.
Cindy. You see, his wife, she was named Cindy. His brother-in-law's wife, Cindy's brother's wife, she was named Quincy. But they both lived right there close. Them two houses were right close together.
Oh, is that right?
Now, somebody's in there. His sister-in-law's house. After the old man Harris died.
Yeah.
Well, then his son, Harris' son, he lived in his house a while, in his daddy's house. He was in New York, and after the death of his daddy, he come home and lived in his daddy's house. All right. He died. And there was nobody in the house. So they renting the house now to somebody. Jake Brown, he takes care of it, the house. He see that the renting and collecting the rent and everything and send it to Catherine. That's old man has granddaughter. She's still in New York.
Now, who was this old man Harris? He lived up there on the
right
hill.
Next to the packing house, in that house right across the road. You know, it's two little houses right across the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, old man Harris, he lived in the Western, going in there.
Oh.
With it one, he lived in the second one. His house was next to Clyde and Winnie's house.
Well, who is this Harris, Miss Daisy, that lived up on the hill there?
I don't think he was any kin to them.
Oh, I see.
That was Nathan Harris lived up there.
Yeah.
Well, what did they ever do with that place?
It burnt down.
The house went down, but they was talking about selling the place one time.
Yeah.
Did they ever get it sold?
I didn't hear. You know, I never thought of it before. But I remember it just occurred to me. You said up there where you all live in Georgia that you and Ben lived on the same place.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a house of his own.
Who?
Ben.
Ben, you see, we moved up there.
Yes.
I didn't like up there. So I stayed there a while. And then I told Ben, I'm not going to stay here. I don't like it, and I ain't going to stay. Right now, I didn't want to go up there. But the boy that Ben, that got Ben to go up there, they made so many fair promises that they would do this. And they did that. When we got up there, they didn't know nothing they said they was going to do.
Yeah.
So I told Ben I wasn't going to stay, so I left him up there. And he stayed up there. Yeah, too. No, I just couldn't like it. I didn't like that place for nothing. There's too many rocks up there. It's too inconvenient. And then they didn't do nothing. They said it was going to be. Well, I said this. I wasn't going to stay up there and take care of their place just for their convenience. Of course, I was living before I went up there. I had my little job, and then I had other jobs. Up there, you didn't have nothing. And they had nothing to give. And then, next thing, it didn't mean nothing but to wait on them.
Yeah. Is that right?
Part of them was sick half of the time. Well, then I got to wash and I got to do this. I don't have this to do. But then he liked it. It wasn't bothering him. He didn't have nothing to do but just get up and get his breakfast and go to the field or go hunting or go fishing or go wherever he wanted to go. Well, now I'm got to stay there and clean up the house, clean around the house, take care of the house, cook for them, clean up after. He had two girls there. So I left. I've had some good days in my life, and I've had some bad ones.
But that was some of the bad ones.
That was some of the bad ones. But
how long had you been married then?
To Ben? Oh, I don't know. We had all our family.
Well, you had already been down here?
I brought my family here.
And then you went back up there?
No. To Georgia?
Yeah.
No.
You're talking about living up here. This is not in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
This is up there on the hill.
Oh, this is not in Georgia we're talking about now.
No. This is right here. Man has place. And we used to, I lived up there a little while.
Oh.
And then I moved.
That was Nathan Harris.
Man.
Nathan Harris.
That was Nathan Harris' place.
Yeah. Well, now, who was it you was working for?
Me? I was working right where I'm working.
Well, when you was up there taking care of the house and everything.
Well, I took care of that house just like I take care of my house here.
Well, whose house was it? Nathan Harris?
That was Nathan Harris' house.
Oh.
And his children were living there. When he died,
yeah,
he left two girls there. His daughter, an adopted daughter. They raised one of Bush's girls.
Yes.
Up there. So them two was there.
Yes. So you, how old was that girl when you was there? Bush's girl.
I don't know. She was a grown woman.
Then?
Yes, sir. She's a grown woman. I don't know her age, but I know she's grown.
Did she take care of herself then?
No, she she was lazy. She'd think she was sick and said so to keep from doing anything.
Yeah.
And I don't like much of that. No.
Yeah. Does she talk much?
She didn't talk much.
Well, she a big talker when I saw her.
Who? That girl that lived up there?
Yeah, Bucci's girl.
Bucci's daughter, you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, you know, all Bucci's children big talkers. But this wasn't Bucci's daughter. Ionia, that was Nathan Harris's daughter. And Ionia was taking care of Bucci's daughter. Because her daddy took this child when it was a baby, almost.
Yeah.
Well, he would always tell them if he passed, he wanted them to take care of this child. This girl, I forget her name now. He didn't want her to mistreat her at all.
Yeah.
He wanted her to have a home as long is there was a piece of ground up there. Well, he knew all the ground was going to stay. Well, Ione, she tried to obey, and she kept on as long as she could. Well, she got to rest. I think she was scared to stay up there. She went off to temple down there. Well, they just left the house there with Ben. All right. And Ben left. It wasn't too long for Will Brown went there on Nathan Hess's place. He stayed there a long time.
By himself?
By himself. Will Brown did. Well, he stayed to Jesse's house more than he stayed to his.
Yeah.
You see.
He didn't eat much.
No. He didn't eat much of it. But he had nice furniture in that house. When it went up, it brought some nice things.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. He did, but he had him, he had decided he wasn't going to stay there enough to need a stove. He let Dora Mitchell have his stove. It was new. Almost, he hadn't cooked on it at the time.
What do you know?
But I tell him, I said, he had some nice stuff. I said, but we don't know where it went up in that house or not. I said, he might have been carried it to Miss Walker's. That's where he was staying,
mm-hmm.
to Miss Walker.
Well, now, when you knew him, Will Brown was, he is good shape.
Oh, yes, he was. He left his wife and children. He was in good shape, and he was a devil of a man. He had Azalma Coon to put his wife out of a house up there. Wasn't it the house Miss Patterson bought? Them McCoons used to have up there. An old two-story house. Well, he stayed down here to Jesse Walker's house most of the time. He wouldn't have to take care of his friend. Then he was mean enough to tell Azel to put her out. He didn't need her. Oh, they used to have a time up there. All right. She got a house up here somewhere to go in when they put her out. But she told him, she said, well, I'm going to leave these children. He said, I can find me a place to stay. Said, but with three children, what would I do? He told you, do what you damn please. I don't care. Then he goes back to Azel and tells him, she wanted to leave them children there on him. And I can't wait and take care of them children. Azor goes back to Ella and told her, Will say you won't leave them children here. So you can't do it. I'll see that you take them with you. Wherever you go, your children will be there. She went on hours to the store the day she was moving from up there. He didn't give her nothing much. He kept all the furniture, all the things, get her the children. She didn't have nothing to cook on or nothing to eat out of. He didn't give her nothing.
He kept it.
Kept it. But she got along somewhere in the, with the help she had. You see, she had been here in Easton a good while, long time. When he used to work on the Richardson farm over there, you see, she was here working. She worked on the farm, and she worked in different one of them's houses. When they find out what had happened, well, then they would help her with them children. Until she, and so finally, she fooled around here a long time. She moved over. Care the children with him. But after he put her out with them children, every week, you see, Dora's son, Hillary, this one claimed he's sick. He lived down there on the trail. At the time, they were living over there, part of the time. He would go every week or every 2 weeks, and he was so nasty he wouldn't give his wife the goats. He'd leave it there to Dora Mitchell's house, and she'd get it over to Ella and the children. Ella was at the junction that time. Oh, he was terrible. I never seen nothing like that life living. You see, Jesse, he was living. That was Amy's husband. Did you know him?
Yeah. No, he died just before I got here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They gave him a rough way to go.
Oh, they was hard on him.
Yes, sir. His wife didn't respect him. Will didn't kind of. I told him he was the sorriest man I ever seen, and he is. I never seen a man was too sorry to take up for himself in his house. But Will could go there and slap his jaws or do anything he wanted to him, he wouldn't raise his hands. But he'd do cry and tell somebody how he done. He used to tell my Ben. Ben went over to him. Oh, that's something. Charlie James, I think, one Sunday morning. And then said when he come back by, Jesse was sitting on the porch. He seed him coming. He come on out to the road crying and told him how Will, he wanted him to talk to Will. Told him what Will had done to him, how he had been treating him, how he slapped and shook him, just cause he asked him to not to bother with his wife. You know? And said, draw the pistol on me. He said he was going to shoot me. I said, well, then what did you say? Said, I told him, well, that was their business. If it was my business, I could take care of it, but I couldn't do nothing with it. Their business. I say, you ought to have told him, well, he ought to shot you. So that's what I told him, well, he ought to shot you. So you let a man come in your house and slap your face like that and then draw a pistol. I say, he ought to shot you. Then said, David, say, you ought not to say, I say, you ought to. I say, he's no good living. Some man won't take up for himself in his house. What he done worked and bought and paid. I say, I was shot him.
Yeah, that's a nice house down there.
Yeah, that's a nice house down there.
Well, how'd he get that house, Miss Daisy, if he was no count like that?
Who's Jesse? Well, you see, when his children was there, they were
yeah.
Here. And there. Well, they work for that house.
Yeah.
And God, well, she worked, Miss Walker worked too. You see, they had that house when Will Brown come to this country.
Yeah. And he took up with them.
Took up with them.
Well, that was a bad day for them, wasn't it?
I've seen them go to the store to get groceries. They wouldn't like Jessica told me. If they let him tote something, he tote it up to where they want him to tote it. They have been to Macintosh and buy stuff. We would be frying fish at the church or something like that. They let him tote some things up there to church. Him and her would either be in front of him or be behind him and her. Walk together. Jesse walked by herself.
Will and Miss Amy?
Yes, ma'am. Her and Jesse, her and Will walked together. Her husband walked by herself.
That's remarkable, Miss Daisy.
Oh.
And you've seen that?
Huh? Yeah. He wasn't saying that.
And you have seen that take place?
Yes, sir. More than one time. More than one time. So if they get there first, they'd stand there till he get there. Will he take whatever he had and put it over there? She's gonna stand up there. I never see nothing. But I used to give him the devil about it. Every time I get a chance, I'd use him out by the way he treat Jesse. I said, you wouldn't take it, would you? I said, why you treat him like that? I said, you wouldn't take it, or they?
Well, you got old Will Brown yourself.
Oh, yeah, I know Will, you see. He come from Georgia, and I did too. He didn't come from where I come from. They was above me, and I met him here. I got acquainted with Dora and Will, and more, lots more after I come here.
And you were at the store the day that Will Brown's wife was moving.
Yes, sir. Right down there. Mr. Fred Wood's store.
She didn't have much to move, did she?
She didn't have much to move. I give her skillet to cook. Yeah. I give a little pan you put cook pancakes in, a griddle like. Then I give her a deep fryer to fry the meat in. From time to time she buys her piece to cook and boil in. She got along over there after she got there, got straight. She got where she didn't worry about.
Well, Brown must have been a rooster, Mrs. Davis.
See, sometimes I think he thought he would too. But one thing, she was kind of scared of him. And he knowed it. And Jesse was scared of him. And he knew that. And I know he knew, and I know men he wouldn't dare to try to treat like he did Jesse.
Mm. In his own house.
In his own house.
Golly, let me stretch my bones.
And that just, and all Jesse was asking him was just not to bother with his wife.
That's all. That's all. I would rather get back to my house.
Miss Daisy, I have got a crick. I got a crick in my back, in my hip.
Got what?
I got a catch.
Oh.
And it always happens to me in damp weather.
Mm-hmm.
If we got 2 or 3 days in a row,
mm-hmm.
and if I don't get dried out myself, you hear about people drying out clothes.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta get there. I gotta get in a room where it's dry,
mm-hmm.
and just dry out myself. I always get a crick.
Oh.
Yes, sir. I'd be going along just in perfect health, you see, and all of a sudden it hit me. And after that, you know, you're a different man.
Sure is. Miss Myers don't have no trouble like that.
If what?
Not that way.
What? No, I was thinking about up in Georgia. Before you and Ben was married, you were living on that same place, and he had a house by himself that the boss man and a stove and
talking about
had.
Ben?
Yes.
In Georgia?
Oh, yeah. He had his own house.
Yeah.
He had his bed, his stove, and chair, too. There was enough for us to start on. When we married, we went to his house, to Ben's house.
Yeah. Well, all his family stayed up there.
Who? Ben's family? I don't know nothing about his family. I don't know nobody but Ben. You see, his family, they lived in Buena Vista, Georgia, he say. But I never seen his family. I don't know nothing about his family. He was off down there working, and I met him down there to Rochelle, because he was working down there.
You never went up to Buena Vista?
Nope.
And they never come down there?
Nope.
Well, that sounded like they were sort of loose jointed, mm-hmm. doesn't it? Well, that happens though. The children go off and...
That's right. I got one off. I don't know where he is. He don't know nothing about me. He know where I am. If I'm living, but I don't know where he is.
Yeah. How old was he when he took off, Mr.?
Talking about this boy of mine?
Yeah.
When he first left, he was 16 years old. I was living up down that Harris place then. You know, they were going up the state, I think, to pick tomatoes or something. So he come and asked me, could he go? Well, he knowed somebody that was gone. I said, what are you going up there for? He said, I'm going to pick tomatoes. I said, yeah, you can go if you want. So he went on that truck that time. And ever since that time, he been going. I think he'd been back home about once or twice since he left. That's been a long time ago.
Some of them do that. That's curious, isn't it?
Yes.
Some of them do that. Just leave home, never show up again.
Never come back.
Yeah.
I heard somebody talking about the brother, I think it was. He went off and said he was gone 38 years before they heard from him. And some of the folks he come to see some of his folks, and they wrote and told him, said, well, the prodigal son come home. They didn't know who was that. So they told him that he was gone 38 years, and then he come home. I said, they know the way back home, but you don't know the way where they at.
Well, now look, Miss Daisy. You see, I didn't know all this was coming up. Now that wife's part, that's gonna make a big difference in your way of doing things.
Yes, sir. It's done made it, 'cause I can't quit thinking about it.
It's on your mind.
It's on my mind, but it rests to get off. I don't believe I'll ever get it anymore.
Well, now you see, something like that is happening to Miss Bessie. I stopped in there yesterday, and she's sitting on the porch. And she said she had got a hold of one of those space heaters from over there. And she was waiting for Clyde to put it in for her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought she was going to put it in the dining room somewhere back there.
Mm-hmm.
But she's going to seal up the fireplace and put it right there. She can't get any more firewood. She ain't got nothing to haul in.
Well, that's what she wants. But I'd 10 times rather have my fireplace. She can whack that fireplace, Mr. Mark. She can't even put the heat up.
Yeah.
And I bet you she'll be sorry. She closed up her fireplace.
Oh,
she had the best fire in there yesterday morning. And well, that fireplace warms that room. Then she got another little heater there. I ain't saying nothing against him. I didn't say nothing for her. But she thinks she'd be better off with that heater. And she is with a chimney. She said this. To me, she says, I have such a hard time getting wood, I just decided I'd get me a heater and have me a heater. I said, well, if I had to have a heater different from the one I've got, I said, I wonder what I'd do. I said, if I had a fireplace, I said, I'm talking about me. I said, I wouldn't want no heater. She said, well, wood is so hard to get. Well, I don't see where wood is so hard to get. I bet you that heater will cost her more a month than wood.
Oh, that stuff costly, Miss Daisy. Oh, it is costly.
What that?
All that kerosene.
Yeah. I bet that heater will cost her more than wood.
Sir.
She could pay $8 for a load of wood. It'll last her over a month. The way she binds it.
Sure.
But that heater won't do it.
No. Well, now, you don't depend on James for wood. You can get it.
That's right. When he take a notion to bring, I'll take it. But my boy, he brings me lots of wood. He got a little old truck, and when it get cold, his wife is going to worry him till he bring me some wood.
Yeah.
I got some wood to start on now, a little bit of wood, what I had left. Well, James and them, they put my heater up last night, so I can hear some.
Oh,
fun.
It is.
Yeah, they put up for me.
Well,
there.
I'm gonna have to come down there.
Well, come on down there.
But this bad leg.
That's right.
I have to sling it along that leg. I can't pick it up, Miss Daisy. I can't pick it up. No, sir. Your neighbors haven't come yet?
I seen a car down there yesterday evening. But Lloyd been working down there for about 3 weeks.
Well, goodness, he must be remaking the house.
Well, that's what it does. He was down there all day yesterday. Oh, no.
Oh, fine.
I don't know where he been there today or not, because I ain't looked out there.
Gee whiz. I didn't think that house was in bad shape.
I didn't even, Mr. Myers. I can't imagine what he doing down there. Of course, that house, it wasn't in all that bad a shape. Do I couldn't see it. And
see
looked
it?
Like he just wait in one little place the most of the time. That's on this end of it.
Yeah.
I don't know what in the world he could be doing.
I tell you, these young people, you know. Hmm. These young people, Miss Daisy, they got to have things. Now, you put up a little of nothing, see, but these young people won't do that.
That's right.
They got to have everything right there where they can reach it.
That's right.
And they don't want to stoop over, do they?
And they don't stay there half of the time.
No.
When they're there, it's got to be perfect.
Yes, sir. And it's costly.
Yes, sir.
But they don't care.
No, they don't care.
No, sir. What? James going to have a truck or something, Miss Daisy, to work with. He's had something all his life to haul with.
Yeah, ever since he's been on. Well, he has.
That's right, ever since we've known him.
That's right. And then his father, they had a wagon to haul their stuff in. Just about all his life he's had a convenience for hauling.
Well, now I don't even see him driving that station wagon.
No, I don't know where it's at. One time it was in the shop.
Yeah.
Now, this is the end of Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 20th of October, 79. I cut it off just a little bit early so I could get started on the other side and could sit down. The end of Channel 2 Right. A continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 20th of October, 71.